Understanding disappointment is paramount, along with learning the processes by which we're able to move through it skillfully. Then, more often than not, we don't have the recovery skills. We're going to deal with all three of those today. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Your Thought Life podcast. I'm your host, Michael Anderson. If you haven't already, do subscribe and follow the podcast so you don't miss any of the episodes that are released on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And thank you so much for taking a few moments after you've enjoyed this episode to leave us a rating and a review. And your support of the podcast is always appreciated. Recovering from disappointment is our topic for today. This is one of those topics that everyone can relate to. We've had an overwhelming number of requests for this specific topic. Yes, we do seek your support, and as you send me and send us notes, we incorporate those into the show. For all of you who are faithful in leaving suggestions and interacting with me on the social platforms, thank you so much. But this topic of disappointment, whether it's a missed opportunity or an unexpected outcome or a personal setback, disappointment is a universal experience that each of us is bound to experience, probably more frequently than we like. But how we deal with these moments can have a great impact on our personal and professional livelihood. It also has a one-to-one correlation for the mindset that we're going to be in for the rest of the day post-event. So we want to discuss today how we can deal with disappointment in a healthy way and use experience as lessons learned for positivity rather than as a crutch for us to remain in a low-level vibration that doesn't serve us. I tell people all the time, disappointment often stings sharply because it's a direct impact on our expectations, our dreams, and our hopes. When we've sought something and we've desired this outcome and it doesn't happen, especially the way we have either visualized it or conceptualized it, there's a psychological effect. And we tend to dwell on these moments because they trigger all sorts of old feelings and emotions, and then that stimulates a cognitive response. Well, our brains are designed to process the facts, right or wrong. That's what it's supposed to do. And when we dwell on disappointment, yesterday we learned that there's this building of neurological pathways that have a bias toward negativity. And the same holds true here. This heightened activity in the brain suggests that we're overthinking, and it needs to usher in all sorts of supporting facts to confirm or deny what we're feeling. And when the confirmation comes in, if we're not in the deny side of the house, it can get really, really tricky and become incredibly painful as we try to process through this. John F. Kennedy once said in a famous address, "Only those who dare to fail greatly can ever achieve greatness." I love this quote because it so beautifully captures the essence of viewing disappointment not as a setback, family, but as a stepping stone to greater achievements. And if we're going to do something a second time, why not do it with more information? That's the essence of the stepping stone. I've never done this, at least that I can remember, on any of the shows. We're above 200 episodes, but I'm going to command you to do something today. The command that I'm going to give you is don't dwell on disappointment. And I'm going to tell you why. It has a mental health impact. When you prolong or have prolonged focus on a negative event, it leads to an increased level of stress, anxiety, and that, left unchecked, turns into depression. These sort of elongated fixations can disrupt our mood, our overall sense of well-being, and makes it harder for us to recover or bounce back from the incident. There's also physical health consequences. Chronic stress, as we very well know, prevents the body from healing. And when we dwell on disappointment, this can manifest in our bodies in a physical condition called dis-ease or disease. Whenever you're in a prolonged state where you've got cortisol levels at really, really heightened levels, and your body is unable to repair, even when you sleep, you're in that cortisol sleep state where you're not actually doing that restorative work. This is the great setup for a barrage of diseases to settle in because your immune system becomes weakened. You get sleep problems, and all these things have a snowballing effect. There's also cognitive effects. The component that allows us or permits us to do the fixation on this disappointing set of circumstances becomes so great that it's hard for us to think about anything else. You know, if you've been around the podcast for any length of time, that the very baseline is understanding the state that we're in and having a heightened sense of awareness so that when we see or catch ourselves somewhere outside of love, joy, and peace in a low-level vibration, something goes off like a firework. We're like, hey, what's going on with me? We start checking in. We start doing temp checks. We start, you know, seeing how is it that I'm actually feeling and why. Well, stay in these states where disappointment is the only thing that you're thinking about, and you miss all of those cues. And then what happens is day by day, that's all you think about day after day. Now you're in a really, really funky state. There's social relationships that get sacrificed as well as a result of this. Why is that? Well, if you're always focused on past disappointments, that's going to strain relationships. Why is that? Because that's the only thing that you're talking about. People are very sensitive to this type of conversation. And for the most part, I want to just tell you this respectfully, they don't want to hear it. After they've heard it a couple of times, then they will start to avoid you. And you will then become displaced, hence the social relationships. When you start to feel some sort of way about that, then you withdraw, and now you have no one in your corner that you can talk to. And finally, when we think about this channel, this podcast was predicated on personal growth and development, helping people to fast track personal and professional success. Well, if you're in this state where disappointment is all that you can think about, is all that you can muster to have conversation on, and it's the dominant thought of your day after day, is it safe to say that your personal growth and development is going to be stunted? Yes. Is it safe to say that you're not going to have the wherewithal to pursue your dreams, your goals, and your aspirations? Yes. Is it safe to say that you're going to be in a place, in a mindset place, that doesn't serve you? Yes, all of the above are true. With that in mind, all of the reasons why I don't want you to dwell on disappointment, let me share with you some things that you can begin to put in place that if you catch yourself here, you can initiate some of these corrective measures to get yourself out of there and avoid being in this place altogether. And that is heightened sense of awareness that you can acknowledge your feelings. We have to, at all times, continue to check in. We need to understand, what is it that has caused me to feel this way, and what underneath that, couple of layers deeper, why, 3 to 4 levels deep, until you get to the root cause. We need to understand, why is this incident so disappointing for us? Why did we have such a strong emotional reaction to it? As we begin to heighten our sense of awareness and we acknowledge our feelings through this discovery that I've just outlined for you, then we're able to take the very first step toward healing. Next, we want to reframe the situation. In our intro, we talked about this not being a scenario that defines us. It's not a failure that's final. We said that it was a stepping stone. It would be an opportunity for us to go in a second time, but with a greater amount of understanding. Well, this is how it's supposed to work. You put together a plan, a structure of a plan. You collect all the facts best you can in the amount of time you have available. You execute it. It doesn't go quite right. Dwelling on the disappointment, becoming disappointed to even start the cycle is not necessary. We should expect that sometimes it's not going to go as planned. And when it doesn't, we have a surefire method that we can use. We take a look at the situation. We chalk it up into all of the various milestones that made up this task. We look at what went well. We check the box there. No need to tweak or modify that. We look at where we were met with resistance and weren't able to break through or jump over or go under, whatever the case. And then we tweak that part and we look ahead to see if there's anything on the horizon we can learn about from what we just did correctly. And we go at it again. Each time we go at it, family, we get a little smarter, we get a little wiser until we've reached the pinnacle for that specific milestone and it's past us. That is the proper way to deal with a situation where you had a plan, you had an objective, and it didn't go your way. Once you've done that, then you have a warehouse of sorts that you can draw from. And there's new goals that you're going to be laying down. And as you're laying down those new goals, you're not going to be dwelling on the part that didn't go right, that you had to tweak. No, what you're going to be looking at is that whole experience as a package. What one that took you from not knowing certain things about that milestone to knowing the full breadth of what it takes to go through it. Perhaps there are some teachable moments there. Perhaps there's some nuggets of truth that you can apply to your new goals. And we continue this cycle. This is the professional and the personal development journey. Well, what about if I just hit an absolute brick wall? I can't get over, can't get under, I can't do anything further. I'm stuck. Well, that's at that point you call in the Calvary. You talk to others that you know who have gone through that process, successfully navigated, negotiated it. Then once you've gotten their input, then you go at it. Well, what if I don't have a friend like that? Or what if I don't have a mentor? What if I don't have a coach? Then it might be needful for you to connect where you can go on the meetup. You can find people in your geographical area that are coming together to talk about all manner of stuff. And you just might be able to link up with a group of people that have the same dreams, goals, aspirations as you do. And they're more than willing to share with you what they know. If all else fails, get you a good old fashioned, well, I can't really say that because it's not old. So it couldn't be a good old fashioned, but you could get yourself a ChatGPT account. You can begin to look through literally volumes of information in an instant that would help you quickly navigate this situation. We'll give you at a minimum tremendous numbers of ideas and suggestions that others have used to achieve the goal that you're trying to achieve. Then the final thing, after you've done all of these things, you've acknowledged your feelings, you've reframed the situation, you've set new goals, you've sought support, then you just need to practice resilience. You have to get good at putting yourself in situations that are tough, that are challenging, that are trying, and allow your emotions to flare up, allow your feelings to do what they're going to do, that you can contain them. At all times, we need to be in charge of our being. I know there's going to be a few things in the form of buttons and triggers that you haven't just got to yet. They're on your list of things to do. But for the most part, Think of 80-20. 80% of the time, if you're firing like this and you're wiring new circuitry like this, when that 20% comes, you're going to be far better suited to handle those things correctly than if you had a record that was so willy-nilly, 50-50. Who knows how you might feel in a given day. If you've got that sort of mindset, family, it's not going to serve you well. Resilience comes from putting yourself in or near the fire frequently so you can exercise those muscles, so you can build those muscles and this ability to create resilience and to be able to bounce back in the face of setback. These are the skill sets that you need to take you the distance. Disappointment is tough, but it's an inevitable part of life. No one will escape this. Everyone will be tested. However, by understanding why we dwell on these moments, initiating some activities that will help you recover, we can transform our experiences, especially when they have a negative connotation, into tremendous opportunities for stepping stones, growth, and success. Thank you so much for tuning in, and that concludes this episode. I most certainly appreciate your time and your attention. You can reach us on IG at Your Thought Life, Y-O-R, Thought Life, no spaces. I want to remind you that you are enough, you can do it, and you are uniquely equipped to realize your goals. Until next time, take care and be safe.